Welcome home, everyone. Thank you for joining in on this episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. Welcome Home is a podcast where I, your host Josh, sit down for a conversation with different people who I admire and discuss whatever's on their mind, and especially focus on life at home in times like this. Wherever you are, and however you're listening, thank you for your support, and once again, welcome home. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining in on this week's episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. This week, we're going to be continuing our series, remembering and honoring and grieving my grandfather, Moses Katina, who went to be with the Lord this past November. And if you're listening to this now, just the timing of the episodes, we will probably, when this episode comes out, we'll probably be flying home from Samoa after laying his remains to rest and holding his memorial. So these past couple weeks and these next few weeks, I just wanted to invite my dad and my uncles to the studio to take a few minutes to reflect on the loss of their father, but also just to share where they're at in their mourning process and grieving process. And so today I'm joined by my Uncle John Katina. Uncle, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks for having me.
I've enjoyed getting to talk to some of your brothers and just hear some of their stories and their feelings and emotions. And I'll start off with you the same way that I've started off with them, and asking you, what is it during this season of grief with and remembrance, what is the overarching emotion that you're feeling the most right now?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for just giving us this space. I feel like so the day after Thanksgiving, our dad took his last breath. So we're approaching 2 months, almost 2 months of his passing. and so it's been about that long, obviously, since we've really been able to try our very best to go through the whole process of mourning and grieving. Although I will say that I think the process began even earlier this year when he was probably admitted for the last time with that whole, the last episode back in May, where he was then pretty much in a hospital bed for a good part of 7 months. I think for me, I was beginning to think that, man, this is probably it. And he has struggled for the 4 years before that. And so I think the process has gone on longer than a lot of people know, mm-hmm. as far as grieving and just, you know, memories of my dad flooding our minds and our hearts. Man, there's not one overarching emotion. I think it changes, you know, and it definitely comes in waves for me. I'm just going to speak about my experience. I was having lunch with some of my boys just a couple of days ago, and on that particular day, I was having some emotions about anger that brought anger. Just based on some of the memories that I had, and up until that point, I didn't ever feel angry. Most of my memories were, and it's probably what your mind kind of does, just to try to remember your loved one in a good light. And I will say that even on 2 days ago, when I was feeling some emotion, feeling angry, it was beneficial for me to just allow my mind and my spirit to feel all of that. And my boys were even telling me, man, that they were proud that I could be honest with them. And just like any probably therapist would tell you, man, it's good for you to not deny what you're feeling. Mm. So I've felt that recently, but I would say for the most part, man, it's been, there's a word that comes to mind, and I'll probably share about this at his celebration of life. And the word is standard. My dad was a man of upholding a particular standard for him. And I know we all have our own definition of what the standard is for our lives. But our dad really tried to be consistent with the standard of excellence in everything that he did, in the way he raised us. And some of that could be the influence of being in the military. Being prompt, being on time, being excellent, looking your best, you know, dressing for success, being tidy. All of those things were just the way we grew up. And so I see a lot of that in me. It could be a case of a condition of severe OCD. But when I think about my interpretation is just the man who really tried to do his best. Mm-hmm. And from a spiritual perspective, man, he was obviously a very flawed man before he gave his life to Jesus. And so I think there was some fear that his family, that he was raising his kids, he raised us a certain way because he had been in the dark side for many years of his youth, of his young adult life. And so probably out of fear, he raised this standard for us so that we didn't have to deal with some of the pain that he experienced. Yeah. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I've thought a lot about his standard of living.
That does make sense to me. And I think also it's important to recognize that, like you were saying, with grief comes a lot of other emotions, sadness, anger, whatever it is that you're feeling. And I think that it's important to recognize that all of those things can be felt while at the same time still honoring the person that you lost. I don't think that anger and love have to be mutually exclusive. Mm-hmm. I think you can be angry and still love. I think you can be ashamed and still love. Mm-hmm. I think you can be sad and still love. And I honor you for being able to share that. And, I think Grandpa, I think he, I totally can see just that thought of the standard and the discipline. And those are things that I think I told my dad this. There's things about Grandpa that I think I inherited despite the fact that I grew up so distant from him. And so I want to ask you, is there a quality or a value or characteristic that you think you inherited from your dad that you're proud of? What would that thing be?
Man, that's a great question. I would say, hopefully it's consistency. Mm. If I'm going to involve myself with something or a project, even in my interaction with my boys, just consistency. Now, you know, none of us are perfect, but I would say consistency is something that he instilled in us, man. Like, if you're going to if you're going to do something, no matter how long it takes to do that, man, consistency will help you get to the finish line. So I would say that that's probably a characteristic that I see in myself. Yeah.
What's a memory that you have of Grandpa? Maybe one day you have a grandkid or someone who asks you, what was your dad like? Mm. What's a story or memory that you would share that you feel like this really illustrates who your dad was?
I have this memory of, you know, even though our dad was a very focused dad, and I think a lot of dads have that in their makeup, because they're providers. You know, they got to get up and they got to grind, they got to work, they do whatever it takes to keep the family together, to keep the providing for the family. So he was very much a man's man, and he was tough, again, disciplinarian. But there's a memory that I had that it was a rare occasion, but it was a great memory, because sometimes you think, oh, my dad's only this way, and you'll never see a softer side. Mm-hmm. And so we were going, this, I was probably 8 or 9, and we were taking a trip from American Samoa to, at the time, they used to call it Western Samoa, the independent island of Samoa. And we didn't take trips outside of, once we moved to Samoa, American Samoa, we were there for several years. I don't remember ever getting on an airplane or a boat to travel out outside of our little island. And so our parents decided, man, we apparently had enough money for us to go to this, it was a conference within the Assemblies of God denomination that happened every 4 years. It was a big deal. Mm-hmm. And the kids never got to go, only mom and dad would go. And so this one conference came around, and they decided we were all going to go. And I just remember our dad, our mom, and our two older brothers, Uncle Dave and Uncle Yeti, left separately. I think they flew there. And the plan was for my dad and the other four of us, Uncle Joe, James, myself, and Jesse, to get on a boat. It was kind of a budget, it fit the budget to do it that way. And so the day before that, man, I remember our dad taking us out of school. Man, we did things that we didn't normally do. We went out to eat to a restaurant, got ice cream afterwards. And then I remember he said, hey, if you guys want, and there was a TV in he and mom's room, he said, we can watch a show. We never really watched TV or so we can watch a show and just all sleep together on their bed. And that's that memory, man. I always, when I thought of, you know, the rare occasion where my dad was showing this softer side, man, that's the memory I think of. And then we had a great, well, the boat ride from American Samoa to Western Samoa was horrible. Yeah. I remember that too, but yeah, that's, I love that memory.
I've never heard a story like that about Grandpa. That's, did Grandpa?
The softer side of Moses.
I'm curious, did he spend much time watching TV? Like on his own, do you know?
You know, it's funny. No, we didn't watch a lot of TV. But, man, whenever there was a boxing fight that was coming on, and he would say, hey, it would normally be like on a Saturday night. There occasionally would be a boxing fight coming on TV. Mm-hmm. And that was like a big event for us, because when we all, you know, gather, have snacks, you know. Yeah. Other than that, he didn't watch a lot of TV.
Interesting. Yeah. My memories of him, there's times when he would come and he would stay at our house for a day or two. And I do remember Grandpa liked watching basketball mm-hmm. at night.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was like a treat for him when he was here, but he always, he would ask to put on the most recent memories I have is like when the Warriors were like rolling.
Yeah.
I feel like he was like a bandwagon Warriors
fan. I don't know if the other guys talked about this. I always thought it was interesting that, you know, he didn't let us play sports and do that. But, man, he was a sports fan. Mm-hmm. But we didn't see that until we left to come to the States to pursue music after Mom died. Yeah, because he became this big Warriors fan. And so anytime he would come here to Tennessee to visit us, yeah, he was like, oh, is there any games on? Yeah. Even football. And then when he would come to visit, some of my boys would be playing baseball probably. Mm-hmm. And I took him to some of their games. And I don't know if he ever came to any of your games, but he was like a kid in the candy store. Mm. And sometimes I think, I thought, you know, I wonder if he wishes he would have let us play sports. I think he probably thinks that, because he was, at least for the few games that he watched of my boys, he lit up. He loved it. Mm. Yeah.
When we head out to Samoa for his memorial, what's a way that you feel like you have the opportunity? What's a way that you'll honor him just in our time there? Mm.
I think I would say, you know, at his service, the public service, well, we'll have a family service and the public service. A lot will be said by different family members, his kids, grandkids, friends, other pastors. So obviously that's a moment for everyone to honor and celebrate him. But I would say just going back, just making the effort to going back to his homeland, his birthplace, and just taking everything in is the best way to honor him. I want to reflect more. My wife Shelley is coming with me, and so I was telling her that I'd love, hopefully, in between the different events of, you know, being with family and some of the cultural traditional things that we'll have to be a part of, hopefully there'll be some time and space to drive around the island and reflect on some of the places or things that meant a lot to my dad and to our family. So I'm looking forward to that.
Final question. When we're there, what's a way that you'll honor your own grief?
Man, I would say, in thinking of that, that's a great question. A way to honor my own grief would be to share some of the things that I rarely talk about, or probably have not ever spoken to anyone about, hopefully, but there'll be opportunities with my brothers, with my wife, my sisters, and a good way to honor some of those memories would be to let them go. Mm-hmm. And to really, once and then for all, verbalize forgiveness and begin to walk in it. I guess that would be a very vulnerable way to say that perhaps there's some things that I haven't really let go yet, mm-hmm. you know? And so thank you for that question, because there very well may be some things that that need I need to let go. And and like you said, I think the two things can be upheld at the same time. And that's the freedom that I really do feel that I've experienced in through various circumstances throughout my life, and then forgiveness that needs to happen.
Yeah.
Freedom and forgiveness. So, man, I mean, it could be, those could be some difficult moments and days, but I welcome that. It would definitely be another, you know, we've been praying that we could all, or at least my prayer is that I would grieve well, and however long that takes, you know, that I don't rush through that. I don't gloss over some of the things that I really need to deal with. And hopefully I can then encourage other people, that I come in contact with that'll be going through the same thing that we're going through. Mm-hmm. You know, I just thought that, you know, my dad being 85 when he took his last breath, I thought, well, that'll be a lot easier to deal with than it was when I was 16 and my mom was only 50 when she passed away. And I gotta say that that's not really the case. They're kind of different, you know, but it's been intense. I didn't really feel like it'd be this heavy after losing our dad. And so I would just say to anyone who's going through grief, whether it's the loss of a loved one or a relationship or a job, whatever that is, that you do for yourself whatever it takes to go through the process. I've been really just meditating on just that familiar passage, you know, blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. So God knew that mourning was going to be a process that was heavy, but it was necessary. And when we get on the other side of that, there are blessings that await us.
My prayer for our whole family, and especially you and my uncles and my aunts and my dad who lost their father, is that just this season of grief, this time when we go to lay Grandpa to rest, and even afterwards, that one day we'll be able to look back on it as a sacred time.
Mm-hmm.
A time where a time of healing, a time of unity, a time of growth, and a time of honor for someone who impacted us so deeply and so profoundly through his life. And so thanks for taking the time, mm-hmm. Uncle, and I'm
Thank
looking
you,
forward
Josh.
To being there together with you and all of our family.
Thank you, Josh.
To those of you listening, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back with more episodes soon. Have a great day.